The state will spend almost $31 million on tax incentives and grants for school districts that merged under Act 46. That's according to a new study by Vermont's Joint Fiscal Office. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Jody Normando lives in Dummerston, and she didn't like Act 46 from the get-go.
I think it's a very poor top-down law, and my main concern is that you're losing your communities. And without a school, you know, our schools, a strong school presence, you don't have the communities that Vermont is known for and people move here for.
Under Act 46, school districts that were able to get a merger plan approved by the voters before a series of deadlines received tax incentives. And it really bugged Normando to hear Act 46 proponents talk about saving money while the state gave out thousands of dollars to encourage school district mergers.
I was concerned because the state's blaming all the schools for the cost of education when the state is spending all this money out of the education fund. And most people you talk to have no idea of what the cost is when, you know, they've gotten all these $20,000 grants and then these $150,000 merger benefits, as well as the tax benefits, because basically it just all comes out of yours in my pocket. You know, we're paying for it.
Normando tried to find out how much money has been spent on the Act 46 work, but nobody knew. So she wrote to a bunch of lawmakers involved with some of the legislative finance committees to get the Joint Fiscal Office to find out. And when the JFO determined that it was about $31 million, the answer surprised some people.
It's a lot of money.
Brad James is the finance manager at the Agency of Education. James says when lawmakers debated Act 46 in the State House, there was really no way of knowing how many districts would get their plans passed before the deadlines and take advantage of the tax incentives. The final deadline was November 30th, and about three-quarters of the school districts in the state had their merger plans approved in time to collect the incentives.
I don't think we really knew how much taxes were going to be used as tax incentives. Tax money would be lost to the Ed Fund. I think we're all kind of surprised at how many districts have merged. It's a pretty significant number.
James says while the report tells us how much will be spent, we still don't know how much money might be saved through school district consolidation. He says the Agency of Education has not yet done its own analysis to figure out how much will be saved through the years. Schools might close, and districts could save money sharing resources. But he says it will likely be a while before we really know. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Dummerston.